is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
You guys ready for the next game by any chance? Froggy? Fester?
Wait.
Roxanne?
Isn't this a Sunday morning show?
Music?
No.
If you don't know, you don't know.
No.
The hell is this?
Okay, so...
I think you think it's the CBS Sunday morning. No, it's
sometimes
not.
I catch my wife watching that crap.
No.
I go put on some fighting.
No. Fester...
I'm up to episode 4 completed. I've watched the first 4. Episode 5 is in my queue.
Oh, God. Is this that dumb show about calamari?
It's
what is it?
Squid. It's
the calamari kids?
It's the squid music.
Well, they ripped off the CBS music then.
It's not the CBS music.
Play the CBS music and then play this. It's the same thing.
It's a little horny in all the wrong ways.
Welcome.
So
this is the music that goes with that show?
This music means business.
Yes.
I can't get into any more details without there being some kind of spoiler, MJ.
You sit there and read this show?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. We have the English version. MJ does the subtitles.
You're watching the English? Nope. Oh, dude, that
I'm
is
watching.
The- Dude, that is the ass clown way to do it. You can't.
You're stupid.
You cannot watch the English dubbed version. You got to watch it in Korean and then have the subtitles in English.
Your brain can't watch the show and then do the reading at the same time?
It's not me.
Okay.
My wife's not a strong reader.
I hope she's not.
Oh, my God. No, that is awful. No. It is. You can't watch. You have to watch it in Korean. With English subtitles.
What a loser you are, man.
I'm enjoying this in English, and I'm okay with it. It's all right.
You're not getting the same experience.
I'm judging you.
All right, so every time a new game starts, they play music. Every time they wake up in the morning, they play this music right here. So
kind of sounds cheerful and
well. This is a famous. Have you heard this before?
Yeah.
This is a famous classical piece.
I don't know which one, but
it
sounds familiar.
Is it a concerto?
Familiar.
It is a concerto in E minor,
ooh,
I believe.
Oh. Picture with your classical music.
Yeah. So Squid Games is worth a watch. And a couple of guys this weekend, I was talking with them. And they were like, I don't know. And here's all I tell you: just watch the first show.
That would be, I believe, Hayden's trumpet concerto in E minor.
That's what Fester meant.
I knew it was some kind of concerto.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, you're right. This is CBS. It's not close.
Now Froggy's playing the CBS.
I could have sworn that was a CBS theme.
Froggy, it's not that far off. You're kind of right.
And now, calamari. Yeah. Is that how it is?
All right, so we're watching, obviously, Squid Game, the Korean smash, which I think Michelle told me she read something. It took them 10 years to make the show.
What?
Yeah, well, no, it didn't take 10 years to film it. It's like the person that created it tried to get it made for like 10 years.
It was lazy.
And then nobody wanted the show, then everyone wanted the show, and it's kind of a crazy deal. So Michelle and I, we have 2 more episodes to go. We finished number 7 yesterday, so we've got 8 and 9 for the completion of Squid Game. So, yeah, they play like 3 different music cues, classical. So this is the wake-up music, which I thought was very fitting that right at 6:06 when we opened up the show. And we played the trumpet concerto in E minor.
I got some squid bait this weekend.
I'm sure you
tried to catch some sharks.
The irony is, Froggy, There's nothing to do with real squid.
I don't get it.
Very little squid.
Speaking of games, that Buccaneers game was not in Tom Brady's control.
The team is lucky they came away with a win.
Oh, my God. You got that? Hang on a minute. I'm gonna try.
Can this I, is the music for the replay.
Let me see if I can do a mix here. Hang on a minute. You like it? Speaking of games. Hey, let me shut the classical off. You can't hear it enough. Again, Al Michaels. You hear the doink? You hear the ball hitting the field goal post? You hear the...
Oh, ooh. I thought a cannon went off in the stadium. Because they have, like, guys with muskets there. They're Patriots.
No, it's a thunderous... the ball hitting the upright caused... there are mics nearby. They have microphones for the crowd noises. And you talk about a football game that was totally out of Tom Brady's hands. That came down to that field goal last night, folks, in the final seconds of the game. What's the guy's name? Folk? What's the guy's name?
Folk.
Is it Folk?
Nick Folk.
Yeah, he got wambookied.
Yeah, he got wambookied with all that rain, and he missed it. Listen, a 56-yard field goal. It's a long field goal, especially when it's driving rain when you're trying to hit that field goal. And it came down to he missed that field goal, and that's the only reason why the Bucs won, obviously.
Career long is 56. I remind you, though, he has had that issue on his plant leg. This would match his longest ever, and if he hits this one in the rain with a bad plant leg, it would be one amazing night.
From 56. On its way, it is.
Yes, you could hear the doink, absolutely.
Cartoon sound effect.
All right, well, it's the Doinkity Doink Morning Show as we just get rolling. On a Monday morning, it's the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Morons in the News, early edition on the way. It's a loaded Monday, folks. Don't move. Don't miss one moment.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Esther, did you or didn't you on that purchase that you discussed last week for your daughter? Did you or did you not?
Did not.
So where does the axolotl stand?
The axolotl floats in like a purgatory of decision making.
I got to be honest, I never heard of this thing until Fester brought up the axolotl.
We're the last ones to know because everybody knows about axolotls according to our text line.
I'm telling you, well, this is one of those blind spots then in my knowledge base because I had no idea what an axolotl was. And this is some kind of amphibious lizard thing. And the images that you have up there, whatever the search you did, Fester, that little white thing with kind of like the spiked little, you know, crown of thorns up on top, that thing's adorable looking.
Yeah, they come in two colors. This is the albino axolotl called a Lucy.
Okay.
And then they have this kind of albino that's a little more gray in color, and it's right. Called the Wild.
Okay.
And I know this because I went to an axolotl dealer who was this. It was the sketchiest pet shop I've ever been to.
Sketchy
pet axolotl dealer?
Well, he sells them, I guess. I mean,
hey, what do you need?
Folks, the axolotl is an amphibious reptile. What do you call it? What is the classification of this thing?
I guess it would be an amphibian.
It would be close to a slug.
Furry in that one picture.
I think it's slimy, right?
This thing is...
It could be barnacles.
That picture looks... What are those?
It's the craziest looking alien lizard thing I've ever seen. And Fester's daughter, who is 10 years old, or soon to be 10...
She'll be 10 on Sunday.
Okay, in less than a week, she'll be 10. She wants an axolotl. So Fester went axolotl hunting... And I was just curious whether you got one. Are you getting an axolotl?
The problem is, I know she's not going to clean the tank, and I don't want to be cleaning a fish tank for the next 12 years.
Of course not. My kid had a goldfish for 2 years. I had to clean it every, like, 2 days.
Axolotls live for 12 years?
12 to 15 years.
Oh, wow. Man, that thing won't live that long.
That is a commitment,
not
man.
Not in your house.
Not if I can help it.
Wow. All right, so keep us up to speed on the axolotl and whether your daughter's going to get one. Man, I'll tell you what, these things are crazy looking. I've never heard of an axolotl.
Yeah, she's going to go away to college, and you'll be stuck with it.
Yeah, they don't do anything. They just float in water. They don't fight. They don't play. They don't fetch. They don't do anything. They just poop and eat.
All right, Coop, we got a little issue. Coop,
Wait. Yeah? You're going to get mad if I don't bring this up.
What?
It's National Taco Day.
Oh, boy.
On a Monday?
He hates this.
Is it really National Taco Day?
Yeah, it is. God.
Are we bringing up every National Food Day?
No, we're not.
What was last week? Last week was National Coffee Day.
I hate, guys, you know I hate. You
don't say guys. I didn't say it.
I hate the national days. Anyway, hey, Coop.
Yes.
Froggy's ticked at you. Froggy texted me over the weekend, and he wanted to know why the hell you did not put what Froggy called maybe the funniest segment of all time.
Oh,
On MJTV.
I am pissed off about that. Excuse me for popping my
what
peas.
What segment?
How do you not?
What?
How do you not put one of the funniest things on this show since we returned? How do you not put that bit on MJTV?
First of all, it was the greatest joke of Roxanne. It was the greatest joke told on the show, and it was told by Roxanne in that bit.
Oh, thank you.
And Dummy doesn't put it up?
Okay, listen.
Hold on. Don't call him Dummy.
All right, stupid.
Okay, I'm not a mind reader, people.
Yeah,
wait, so if you have a specific segment that you really want on the website, you got to let me know.
I think what Froggy was saying was that it was so special that you should have...
It was obvious.
It was so obvious that we shouldn't have even had to have said, hey, make sure you put that segment up on MJTV.
Well, maybe I thought differently.
Well, do you still have the video?
I do have the video still.
Hold on.
I should have the video.
Do you know what segment we're talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there were a steady stream of laughs during the segment.
I've talked to, half a dozen people about this segment over the weekend. I would actually bring it up in conversation because I thought it was so funny. Hey, have you guys seen the Toyota truck? Doesn't it look like the word turd?
See? The turd break.
All right, you got
turd truck.
Oh, the turd segment. I do remember that one.
The TRD.
Yes.
And listen, Toyota makes great products.
TRD.
But I brought up, I don't even know how it came up out of nowhere. I just brought up on Friday's show. I'm like, guys, you ever see Toyotas where they have the TRD on the vehicle, like trucks or cars? Because I saw a Camry TRD, and I'm like, man, the TRD, it just reminds me of a turd.
Yeah.
So,
and then it degenerated into the actual salesman selling the turd true coat paint in there.
Me being the dumb customer asking questions about the colors.
MJ laughed for 5 minutes straight. I mean, why would you put that on the site? Why would you?
Coop, how do you miss that segment?
See, you agree with me, MJ.
Yes, I do.
Okay, how about we establish if there's a segment you guys really, really want, just say, hey, make sure you put this one up, and I'll totally do it.
Or you can just listen to a funny segment on the show.
Can you salvage it? Can you put the video up?
I can look back on the hard drive and see what I can do.
You gotta find that segment. It was close to 9 o'clock on Friday.
I remember having it written down, so I'll look for it.
8:55 on Friday's show, so you gotta put that up.
Even my wife and kids thought that was funny.
Why don't you get that rolling right now? Why don't you go find it right now?
So okay, we'll do.
We can kind of highlight it during the show, right?
It's sort of a mass appeal segment.
Yeah.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. And what do you think about Granny with a Grudge? Are you curious about Granny with a Grudge, guys?
Would she be like a rogue cop, or would she be
a rogue cop? Granny with a Grudge? How the hell do you get rogue cop from Granny with a Grudge?
You know,
put your hands in the air.
An angry grandma solving crimes and cleaning up the streets of riffraff?
Oh, wouldn't you just have an aneurysm? Obviously, it's a grandma that's got a grudge against something.
Duh.
You talking like Grandma Eric Rudolph or something?
Grandma's in trouble with the cops, not a cop.
He's elevating her to Grandma's superpower status.
No, that's not Grandma with a Grudge.
Grandma caught on surveillance video repeatedly keying a car in Louisiana.
I saw that. I forgot about that. That's crazy.
A Tesla, too.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, the Tesla's dash cam recorded the incident in Baton Rouge. Happened late September. Amanda Aubin, the Tesla's owner, parked the car, and when she returned 45 minutes later, she found several deep scratches and deep cuts in her new Tesla. Now, minutes before the incident, Aubin and the woman apparently had some kind of a little parking lot, same spot altercation deal.
Never do that and then walk away from your car.
Oh, man, you're just cruising. Listen, most people are not going to do anything, but it's going to be that one whack job that if you have some kind of a parking lot dispute, you just got to leave. Seriously, if you get into a fight in a parking lot, the last thing you want to do, the last thing you want to do is then leave and walk away from your car. Because, again, I would have to say out of 10 people, maybe one or maybe even a fraction of one would actually key your car. I mean, Fester's looking at the surveillance video right now. Fester, describe what you're seeing.
I'm seeing a lady just holding her key at her hip level, not even moving her arm, dragging it along the side of the Tesla, who is dressed like the quintessential grandma with culotte shorts and a peach-colored shirt.
She's a walking polyester princess right there.
No kidding.
Didn't the Tesla, like, float away if it tries to get key be unkeyable?
And she walks. Yeah, why can't Elon Musk come up with that?
A shield around it.
Shocked when you touch it.
A force field. It blows your ass.
I mean, you could just walk up and scratch those things that easily?
Blows your ass 50 yards away. You try to put a key to the...
You know, blows your limbs off.
Fess is watching the video, and the grandma walks between the cars one way, then she like turns around, walks back the other way, then keys it again.
She's a pro.
And it all happened because this woman, Amanda Aubin, and this grandma, this older lady, they got into an issue over trying to grab the same parking spot. Aubin is the one that got it, and Granny just decided to go to town and key the hell out of the car. One of the estimates on the fixing of the paint job, $7,650.
And she even said she dug it in there deep. Yeah. I mean, that's so aggressive. I think you have to sometimes worry about someone like this. You know, that you get to a certain age, you just don't care. You don't care about your reputation. You don't care. You'll take a risk on crime.
She was a pro. Yeah. She knew how to hit every panel to get the most amount of damage. She knew how to hold it. She's done it before.
Yeah, she's a serial car scratcher.
I mean, she's a pro.
This is a crazy story. I saw this in the Daily Mail, you know, the U.S. edition last week. We just didn't get around to it, but I wanted to get it on. Hey, Coop, can you get this video up on our website?
Yeah, I'm putting it up now.
I mean, this is insane.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Let me find my keys.
$7,650, and a police report has been filed. I haven't seen anywhere where the woman has been identified. You know, someone's going to recognize that grandma. Someone is going to recognize the woman because there's enough of her body and you don't, you know, see her face clearly. But somebody, if they see this video and they know her, they're going to be like, oh, that's Doris.
Mm-hmm.
Doris.
Recognize her gait.
I think that's Eleanor.
Doris, the door keyer. But just nasty, nasty, nasty. Nearly $8,000 in damage.
Man, that's one powerful key.
They kind of closed up on her varicose veins on her hand. There's a pattern there that someone will identify.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's like a fingerprint. No two are the same. Look at those spider veins. That's crazy, Granny. All right, we're just getting rolling on the morons of the news. I don't even know how I'm going to get them all in today. I got a backlog. I'm all backed up. I'm all stopped up on the morons of the news. So hang on. We'll finish with at least the early edition chunk two next. I'm going to have to try to lightning around this thing. There's so much good stuff coming up. All right, don't move back in minutes here on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the morons roll on. And Coop, do you have the image on our website at MJMorningShow.com?
Yeah, and I have lots of questions about this image.
I'm telling you. No, was I accurate in my description that once you see this, you will not be able to unsee this?
I was hoping you weren't, but you were 100% accurate.
Let me pass this around. A sculpture of Humpty Dumpty sitting on a toilet was stolen from like an art fair in Wisconsin. Fester, do you have the image yet? Take a look at this thing.
Oh my God, I would steal that. That is awesome.
Take a look at this.
Is the classiest thing.
Oh my God.
That is art.
Oh!
That's your spirit animal, Fester.
Look, what do you do with this?
You put that in your living room for everyone to enjoy.
This is the trashiest tchotchke that you've ever seen.
How big is it?
Hey, honey, we got a bottle there.
It's about 10 inches high. So the bottom of Humpty's feet as he sits on the toilet.
Oh, that's it?
All the way to the top of his egg head with his kind of strained.
I thought it was like 5 feet tall. It's not even that big.
No, it's like 10-inch statue.
Oh. I want it. Can I buy it off like Amazon?
It's bronze. It's worth... No, it's a one-off, apparently.
It has an inscription. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't fix the plumbing again.
There you go.
Who made that thing?
Police in Wisconsin were on the prowl.
Creepy.
Trying to find a $1,400 bronze sculpture of Humpty Dumpty sitting on a toilet.
This must be a series. There must be a bunch of Humpty Dumpty doing things.
I'm telling you right now that if you look at Humpty's face, it looks like he needs a little more fiber in his diet.
Poor Humpty. Humpty hemorrhoids.
This is hysterical.
Looks like there's quite a stress and a strain going on.
You guys not get the joke?
You got Humpty fissures.
Humpty
Dumpty?
Dumpty, yes.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah. We're not going to lay out the most obvious joke.
I mean, I was waiting. This makes it that much more hysterical.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty had a great
fall. What?
Yeah, fall, Rox. What else is there?
Rox said don't go there.
I was dropping my joke at Dumpty.
So the Madison Police Department said the sculpture's name is actually Dumpty Humpty instead of Humpty Dumpty, and it was stolen from his art fair. From a vendor's booth.
Oh, no.
The vendor said that two men were lingering around the booth while she was setting up, and then the sculpture was gone with the two men. She left the stand for a short time. Anyway, security footage showed the two men, described by the vendor, leaving the area with the sculpture. And ladies and gentlemen, the update on this is that the statue was recovered. The 14... First of all, who the hell is going to spend $1,400 for this?
First of all, why would Humpty Dumpty be reading a book on the toilet? Obviously, he'd be on his phone.
This is an old statue, Froggy. This is made like in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
It's a period piece.
Yeah. A suspect in the theft admitted to stealing it from an out-of-state vendor during the setup. Officer Ryan Kimberly said in a report the statue was recovered at the suspect's home. But the story that I have doesn't have names, just that one of the suspects was 21 years old. What? You see the Humpty Dumpty on the toilet sculpture, and you got to have it so badly, but you don't quite have $1,400 that you would risk a felonious criminal record to steal a bronze statue of a nursery rhyme egg sitting on a toilet?
Gotta have it.
Yeah, this is a I have to have it piece. You look at it. Regardless of the price, you have to have it. I don't condone thievery. However, look at the pictures. Look at the surveillance pictures of the two goons walking around.
I know. This is crazy.
It's one of a kind.
And the statue's like bronze, and then Humpty's got like blue pants, black shoes. He's got like a green shirt on. Oh, do you know what kind of car Humpty Dumpty drives?
Oh, no.
A Toyota Turd?
He drives the TRD.
Yes. Absolutely.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
I had a bizarre dream last night, and I'd like to get an interpretation. You know, I'm probably 50-50. It's probably less, though, on the dreams I remember. Because, you know, you'll sleep for 7-8 hours and maybe sometimes not remember a damn thing. And then sometimes you'll remember like two vivid dreams or whatever.
It depends when you're woken up.
Well,
what part of the sleep cycle?
I had a vivid dream last night. I don't know whether it was at the beginning, in the middle, or the end of my slumber. But Roxanne, are you ready to interpret this dream?
Ready.
So are your fingertips are ready?
Warmed up.
You're ready to what type? Where do you go anyway to interpret my dream?
Dreaminterpretations.com.
I just say, what does it mean if you dream about blah, blah, blah?
Oh, what'd you say, Froggy?
Dreaminterpretations.com.
Is that really a website?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
MJ, do you have separate, like, distinct places for dreams? Like, I always have, there's always this one house that I'm at, and then there's always, I'm always on a plane in other dreams.
That's a parallel.
That's called a recurring dream.
But every night?
Yeah,
I don't have those.
I think you're living in a parallel universe. Sweet. I think it's your other Froggy life.
All right, so here's my dream.
Acting out your head.
Here's my dream. So, now, Roxanne, you're into the... first of all, I'm also shocked and surprised that you didn't bring up Demi Lovato's encounter with aliens.
I have, out
in Joshua Tree or wherever the hell that
me,
was.
Don't paint me with
Joshua Tree, really?
I think so.
That's where to do it.
No, there was a story last week.
I saw that.
There was a crazy story about Demi Lovato.
That or Perump.
You're painting me with broad strokes. Right. I'm not just across the board crazy.
Listen,
I have my little pockets of things that intrigue me.
The whole Mercury retrograde crap.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You,
it's for real.
You bring all this stuff up. All right, so here's my dream. Interpret this. I'm in my car.
Oh my God. So you haven't been driving.
Let me tell the story.
Sorry.
Is it a TRD car?
No, it was not. I was in Michelle's SUV. I was in her X5. And for whatever reason, I was the only one in the vehicle.
And that's like you driving to work.
I'm driving the car, but I'm in the back seat.
Okay.
I'm the driver of the car, but for whatever reason, I'm in the back seat of the car. I'm on the left side, right behind the driver's seat. Now, in the dream, I look ahead and I see there's like this crazy cracked out maniac.
Why are there crackheads in your dreams? I'm just wondering. Okay,
well,
go.
That's my interpretation after the fact.
Okay.
But you know what? It's so vivid that I might have thought that during the dream as well. So we're in traffic. We're stuck in traffic. And it was like bumper to bumper. So I'm stuck in traffic. And this crazy cracked out dude was running up to all of the other cars in front and trying to open their door. Almost like trying to carjack the car. And then he gets to my car, but I'm in the back seat. And I noticed that all of the doors were locked except the driver's side. Door was unlocked. The little thing was up. So the door was unlocked. And I'm in the back seat and I'm helpless to get to the front seat quick enough to lock the door.
The
carjacker can't get into the vehicle.
Oh, no.
So did he get in?
He did. So
would you just watch a House of 1,000 Corpses or something?
The last thing I remember is that he opens the door. The cracked out crazy carjacker gets into my car, I'm in the back seat, and then, whoop, I don't remember anything else after that.
He says, I'm an Uber, where would you like to go, sir?
Oh, no. The
carjacker got into the car.
Did he have a mask on?
And that's, no, he did not. He was some kind of cracked out crazy dude.
Okay, so I did Google this, but I didn't need to.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I just asked Roxanne to interpret my crazy carjack dream, and what the hell does that mean?
Actually, driving a car from the back seat is fairly common, and it's a symbol of inability.
Well,
I'm reading it exactly as it is.
That's only half the dream, Roxanne.
I know.
The other half is the crackhead.
And this is where I pick it up.
What is next? Lack of sexual performance? Is that next here?
The fact that the guy was trying to get in your car, this is your subconscious telling you, no, you do need to take charge. Because had you been in the front seat, then you could have pushed the door lock and he wouldn't have gotten in. So this is a dream. Your subconscious is telling you, take charge and don't do crack. That's another thing your subconscious is telling you.
Don't
let strangers in the car.
Kids, don't do crack. Was that Lawrence Taylor? Right?
Don't smoke crack. Yeah,
what was that? What movie was that?
Lawrence Taylor.
That was some movie he was in.
Yeah, it was a Sandler movie.
What was it?
The Adam Sandler movie when he drives a lawnmower.
Was that Waterboy?
Yeah.
the Waterboy.
Bobby Boucher.
Is that what it was?
All right, and so when you work with Maybe on Crack. That's another part of the dream.
No, that's not in there.
No, I'm just
kidding. Just made that part up. Did. But is that a creepy dream? Is that crazy?
Yeah, but I seriously think that means take charge of your life.
I mean, I saw the carjacking coming, and I could not stop the carjacker. I couldn't get to the door quick enough to lock the car door while I'm in the back seat. It was just crazy.
Somebody crazy dream. I worked at a vest store and a snake walked in the store and I was like, oh, got nothing for you.
Stop it.
All right, Fester, sorry.
All right, Tom Brady, man, got lucky as hell. Tom Brady, lucky as hell last night as, man, that game was totally out of his control. We got to get into that coming up. Also, I'd like to do a good deed. I would like to offer my services to a local church, a very big, well-known local church. I'll explain all that coming up in just a bit. Stand by. We're loaded. MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
They played all the way.
Is it? Yeah.
To the end. I don't want the Cyndi Lauper super fan to call up and complain to Ted.
Yeah, both of them.
You know. All right. Hey, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. I just got a text from Froggy. I'm downstairs in the restroom if I don't make it back in time.
He didn't make it back in time.
He did not.
We got have kind of a theme going on this show today. Hold on. Humpty Dumpty statue. What? Now this.
Why does Froggy have to use the restroom downstairs and not our second floor restroom here up on the radio station level?
Have you never used the bathroom downstairs?
No.
Oh.
Is it a nicer bathroom than upstairs?
Oh, it's apples and oranges, my friend.
Really?
I mean, at the end of the day, this is just some crummy radio station bathroom. Down there, it's an executive complex bathroom. Wow. It's really nice.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. All right. First of all, I want to offer my services to a local house of worship. And I am well equipped to handle this.
Okay.
Except for the sky crane I might need. Okay. Except for the big,
we can get one of those.
Except for the big lull or the big lift to like get up. All right, so here's the deal. And we'll get into the Bucks in a second because Tom Brady is one lucky son of a you know what. But first, I'm driving back from Pinellas Park last night. I was this was yesterday afternoon. Well, probably about 3 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock, two or three o'clock. Rest in peace, Paulie. Loved you, man. All right, so Paul Sliwa. Little two-tree, you know, little two-tree days.
The greatest radio engineer ever.
Yep, Paul Sliwa. All right, so I'm driving back from Pinellas Park. I had a couple of special scuba bags on order from Tackle Shack, and I was out there yesterday to pick them up because just getting some scuba bags for Chloe and Julian for their stuff. And I'm driving back, and I'm on Gandhi. And you know, right at Gandhi and 275 in St. Pete, you've got the big, huge church there, Fester?
Yeah.
You know what that is, right?
I know it's a church.
It's the First Baptist Church of St. Petersburg.
Okay.
It's right there at 275 in Gandhi. There have been some high-profile funerals there over the years, unfortunately. Their roof and their building needs to be pressure washed something bad. All right.
Don't say, listen, unless you plan on getting your ass out there to pressure wash, you just shut up.
Here's the deal. I'm driving by the First Baptist Church, and their roof is just a nasty, you know, that nasty kind of slimy, moldy.
Like a greenish, yes, brownish, blackish.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm driving by, I look over at the church, I'm like, my God, look at the roof. And then I look at the side of the building, and the green swamp slime is like dripping down the side. Yeah, it's like, what is going on?
All right.
And What are you all writing me for?
The Lord put the slime there, okay?
I mean, so really,
I'm was driving, it the shape of our Lord?
No!
This is very blasphemous.
Guys, it's just, what's blasphemous? I'm just noticing that there's that the church needs to be pressure washed. It's like filthy. The roof is filthy. The side of the building's filthy. And the fact, guys, have I talked about my, I talked about my new pressure washer.
I need to borrow that, by the way.
Yes, right.
Yeah, what? After the church borrows it.
Right, so here's the deal. I did a segment maybe like 2 months ago how I bought a pressure washer on sale at Tractor Supply. I bought the Simpson Power Shot series, a 3600 PSI. And man, I love my pressure washer. I just pressure washed 2 weekends ago. I did the whole driveway.
There is something so satisfying about watching pressure washing. It really is hypnotic.
If you like watching it, imagine doing it. I love pressure washing.
So you hit your big toe like I did.
I rip skin off.
Oh.
So I have a pressure washer, so I'm offering my services. Hey, so First Baptist Church of St. Pete, I will give you a hell of a deal to pressure wash your roof.
A hell of a deal.
Oh, what? Maybe I shouldn't say that.
You're going to give a church a hell of a deal.
I'm sorry. A heck of a deal. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you a purgatory of a deal.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But I
can't tell you what kind of deal I'll give you, but it's very warm and kind of dry.
I have the pressure washer.
It's hot.
I think it's a symbol. I just got a new pressure washer a couple months back, and then I drive by, and the place is in terrible need of pressure washing.
I'll help you do that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little side gig going on, I think. I'm going to do MJ pressure washing on the side.
It's very thoughtful.
Yep. I told you my secret to getting pressure washing done no matter what, right?
We used Pete's pressure washing years ago. They did a very, very nice job. They did a great job. And they call me like every 2 weeks to see if I need anything done, which I appreciate the diligence. But Guy Pete, I'm sorry, man. I bought my own pressure washer.
You're in your own business now. What's your secret, Froggy?
I apologize.
My secret is you write curse words all over your driveway with the pressure washer, so you're forced to finish. Like bleep, bleep, bleep. F word, all word. So if you don't finish it, this is going to be all over your driveway.
That doesn't work.
Well, yeah.
I still have a bleep in my driveway.
That doesn't work. I didn't finish it.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Yeah, you had a couple of shamores at the end. Fester said, is this the song where he does shamore? Yeah, I think there were two shamore, whatever the hell he's saying. I don't know.
Shamore is a dessert. He's saying shamon.
Yeah, is that what it is? MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. MJ with Froggy Fester, Roxanne Coop, our producer. Got to have Michelle on in the next segment. I'll explain coming up in just a bit. First of all, Bucks last night. Tom Brady must have been puckering a little bit because, man, that game was not in his hands. He was not in control of that game. And that win, the Buccaneers win up in New England, up in Boston, in Foxborough, that win was completely dependent on a rainy, slick football and a 56-yard field goal attempt. What's that dude's name? Folk?
Yeah,
Nick Folk or Folk? What is it?
Nick Folk.
Nick. So, here's the call. Listen to this.
Career long is 56. I remind you, though, he has had that issue on his plant leg. This would match his longest ever. And if he hits this one in the rain with a bad plant leg, it would be one amazing night.
From 56. On its way, it is off the goal post. No good. You can hear the doink.
Did you hear
and
the
you know he used to play for the Bucks too.
Yeah. I think that was the Tom Brady shooting lasers out of his eyes to take the ball right out of the air.
Did you hear the doink?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Did you hear that? The little boom.
It's not a doink. That's a dong.
Festa thought it was a cannon. They don't have cannons up in Foxborough.
They might.
He said that. He said they have somebody dressed as like John Adams with a musket.
You didn't see that? No, they have guys walking around like 1776.
I'm sorry. That was Sam Adams dropping a keg. I'm sorry.
Degenerate brother.
They fought a war up there many years ago, guys.
Do you hear? Tom Brady is coming.
Yeah. Still throwing all their tea and water.
Red coat on.
The pewters are coming. All right, so listen again. You hear the little boom? That's the man. That reverberated. They must have had a microphone inside that metal tube.
I like that
for the goalpost, man, because it went boom. But anyway, a win's a win, but it was a sloppy-ass win, 19-17. And if that would have been made, the Bucks would have lost last night.
Yeah, the kicker got wambookied against his old team.
Absolutely. Oh, so now you're co-opting Fester's wambookie word.
But I'm using it in a different way. I'm using it more like a hex.
You're trying to wambookie your way into Fester's heart. You're trying to use wambookie as much as possible on this show.
She's using it in a completely wrong definition.
Yep.
I'm using it as like a hex or a spell, and you use it as a scam-a-lima.
All right, couple of things here before we move on from Tom Brady. He broke Drew Brees' record. So Tom Brady is now the NFL all-time career passing yards leader.
That's right, Tom Brady is, right.
And Drew Brees was even on hand. It was a little awkward on the sideline.
Well, Drew Brees is now the sideline, or the reporter, one of the main guys for NBC Sunday Night Football. So he was going to be there regardless.
It was awkward to be at his job.
But it was just awkward that they kept, when they kept mentioning that Brady was going to probably beat Drew Brees, and then they keep showing Drew Brees. It was just kind of awkward. It was kind of like...
Just rub it right in his face.
It was just kind of weird.
It left a little mark on his left cheek. Did you see it?
And then Tom Brady also became the fourth quarterback in history to...
Get a tattoo. I don't know. What? I have no idea. Fourth quarterback to do what?
He does things all the time.
Last night...
To become a Wiccan?
Last night, Tom Brady became... What?
I mean, he's the fourth quarterback ever to become a Wiccan.
He has vampire tendencies.
Tom Brady became the fourth quarterback in NFL history to beat all 32 NFL teams.
What?
It's Brett Favre, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, now Tom Brady, beating the Patriots. His former team. He's now beaten all 32 teams.
What happened to divisions? They don't have divisions?
Well, you had interplay.
Froggy knows nothing about football.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't know a lot either, but I know,
I think it's pretty cool to be able to say you've beaten it. Who have you beat? Everyone.
Everyone.
Everybody.
And then Gronkowski obviously didn't play last night. He didn't even travel. Gronkowski, he was spotted yesterday at Dinosaur World on I-4.
What?
Seriously,
T-Rexes are sweet.
I had a couple of sightings that Gronk was at Dinosaur World.
That's cool.
Yeah. How do you go to Dinosaur World when you don't have kids?
So he didn't even travel with the team. And then, before we move on here, a couple of questions. What was the 20-minute meeting with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick all about?
When?
At the game last night, there was a 20-minute meeting with Belichick and Brady.
No, there was. After the game, after the game, they met in midfield. Brady and Belichick hugged for like a second and a half.
After that, after they went back to the locker rooms, Belichick and Brady had some words and a quick little embrace on the field right after the game. But when they went back to the locker room, Belichick had a 20-minute closed-door meeting with Tom Brady in the locker room, Fester.
Okay. All right.
So what the hell did they talk about?
Yeah, it was a closed door meeting. They probably just, got over some hard times in the past. Did you see Bill with the pencil during the game? How gross was that?
What happened?
So he took a pencil.
Oh God, don't go any further.
And he used it like a toothpick, and they caught him on the sideline. And
I missed that. Wait, Belichick is using a pencil to pick something out of his teeth.
Yes, the lead end, obviously. Ugh. And it's not like it was like his canine tooth or something. Right? It was like his back molar. He pulled it out and looked at it.
Oh my God!
I'm not making this up.
Belichick used a pencil to pull some food matter out of his back molar.
Like way back
So this was caught on TV. I missed this.
Okay.
I would imagine a number two pencil.
Belichick could have stuck the pencil up his nose to scratch his brain, and it would not have mattered because he would have only been the second most entertaining Belichick at the game. I've never seen Bill Belichick's son before. His caveman looking son.
Is that the guy with the mullet?
The mullet, his tongue.
He's very Cro-Magnon.
By the way, I posted a video on my...
That's where I saw that.
I posted the video on my Instagram, Certified Todd Schnitt, and my Twitter, Just Todd Schnitt. I posted the video of him doing like crazy mouth movements and his tongue is licking his face and his crazy stuff. All right, so I posted that online. But they met. And Brady and Belichick, and then apparently Belichick is pulling food out of his teeth with pencils and then looking at it to see what he's gotten.
Beef jerky. Okay.
What treasure have I caught here?
New England clams.
It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, let me get Michelle on the line here quickly, and then I guess Fester's out brooding.
Is he
brooding?
He's, like, really upset.
All right, hold on. Let me deal with Michelle.
You want me to get him?
Hold, not yet. Let me deal with Michelle first, and then we'll deal with the Fester matter. All right, you got the MJ Morning Show. Let me get Michelle on the phone. Michelle is a new well, it's not a new nickname. The nickname has been discovered by others.
Different than Dick Totter?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Ew.
Well, were you here? Oh, you weren't here.
Oh, you weren't here, Froggy.
Oh, Froggy, you were on little shelving
sounds
vacation.
Like something you get as an appetizer.
No, no.
It's a play on words.
Well, like Dick Totter Tots?
Mm, no. Can I get some cheese-covered Dick Totter Tots, please?
When I make a suggestion, hey, let's go get this for dinner, or...
Oh, Dictators.
Yeah,
and
so,
Todd.
Yeah, so my real name, Todd...
That's not a stretch at all.
I think a lot of people know that my radio name has been MJ for years, but Todd is my real name. And Michelle... She's been calling me Dick Totter. So if I say, hey, what do you say we go get so-and-so for dinner? And she's like, okay, Dick Totter.
Yeah, like you're a dictator, but then it's also a double entendre.
Just
it's
shorten
like
it. Use the first part.
Yeah.
What?
Just shorten it.
All right, thank you.
Well, it's Dick Totter. It's three syllables.
This is different. This is different than Dick Totter. This is
a new one.
This, well, no, she's used this for a long time.
Okay.
But it's been kept quiet and personal.
Is it I've heard her call you Schmuckface.
No, she doesn't call me Schmuckface. Will you stop it? Let me call Michelle, like, she was just discovered using this in a very, very interesting fashion. Hang on. What the heck is going on with this?
Oh, boy. Coop!
Hang on, I think I got it. Hold on.
What's happening? Do you hear voices?
Yeah, something's bleeding through.
Yeah, all kinds of crap is bleeding
through. Hurry up, Schmuckface.
I think I might have done it here. Let me see if this fixes it. Yeah, I think I got it. There we go.
I still hear the voices in my head, though.
Hold on. Hang on a second. What the heck? Why is this thing playing crap down the phone? You hear that?
There's something bleeding through. How about you hit this button right here? Is it this thing right here, maybe?
I have no idea. I don't know how to do that button.
I just pointed in the air.
All right.
I hear football calls.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's computer.
Coop, can you figure out why?
Coop, are you bleeding through something
what
there, buddy?
What crap is coming through here? I think it stopped.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me okay? Are you hearing football calls?
Oh, I'm hearing all kinds of football.
Okay. All right. No, I think it's quiet now. Whatever it is.
We're good.
I think it's been shut off now. Hey, so I was just telling the crew that you have a nickname for me that was kind of quiet, but it's been discovered.
Yeah.
Did the kids discover it?
No. Well, no.
Oh, the kids have known about it for a while.
Oh, yeah. The kids know about this, and this kind of grosses them out.
It does, especially when we were carpooling and soccer teammates would see it on the phone in the front of the car.
Well,
it's on your phone?
Well, here's the deal. There's been a new discovery, ladies and gentlemen. And, Michelle, you were getting your face lasered, right?
Yeah.
So sweet.
Michelle's been having these really cool procedures. You know, remember I talked about Michelle's been getting these laser treatments that for like the first couple of days, it looks like she tripped and fell into a campfire.
Oh.
Right. But then, you know, her skin is like baby silky smooth.
Yeah, of course you burn off like four layers of it.
Yeah.
So Michelle was at her last laser point. And you're not going to do this for a while now. You're pretty much done for quite some time, right?
Well, with the face, I'm doing my neck and chest.
Oh, great.
Ow!
All right.
I'm getting one done today.
You are?
It's going to look crazy tomorrow.
You're getting laser treatment done as well?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Me too.
Right, so Michelle was getting a treatment last week, and the phone rings. And Michelle, you want to describe what it said?
Well, because you were so impatient calling to see where I was and if I was almost finished.
And well, because I needed to come over from South Tampa to pick you up in St. Pete.
Right. And so, you know, my ladies over there were treating my face and finishing up. And so I picked up the phone and I like was, you know, one eye open like, oh, it's probably my husband trying to see if he needs to come and get me now. And, of course, they looked to see. and it has your code name on my phone.
And my code name is what?
DILF.
Ew!
Ew! D-I-L-F. Which stands
dwarf?
No, which is no, it's not dwarf. It stands for dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dad.
Dad, I'd like to. Yeah,
fight.
Yeah, exactly.
So Michelle changed that immediately. So, it couldn't be more of a lie.
I swear. So they is Fester still? Fester's not in the room. Is he still brooding?
He's pissed off. I told you because I'm not going in.
We'll get to that in a second. All right. So why were they looking at your phone? I get what they couldn't avoid seeing it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm laying down, and they were treating my face, and, you know, I kind of, like, held it up because I had to see. So it was, like, right in front of their faces, too, right? Like, it's, you know. Which is why I changed your name to that anyway, because when people, like, when you're traveling, or you're on the, you know, on a plane, or you're somewhere where someone can see who's calling you, they could always see your name.
So when I call Michelle, DILF pops up on the screen.
Yeah. I'd rather that than your real name, because then otherwise people know.
So I'm Dick Totter, and now I'm I've been DILF for a while.
There's a pattern developing here.
All right, Michelle, love you. See you later.
See you when you get home.
See
it. Bye, Schnookums.
Yeah, really. All right, Fester just walked in. All right, Fester's all aggravated. I got 30 seconds to talk about this.
30 seconds. Forget that. You need at least 32.
What was Michelle's nickname for you?
DILF.
Was it dwarf?
Dick Totter, I'd like to.
No, it's not dwarf.
It's not dwarf.
All right, so Fester's aggravated.
Look at his face.
All right, Froggy told me, Fester.
Sorry, Fester.
You're pissed off, and you told Froggy in the hole that you're angry that Roxanne has taken your Wambuki word?
What?
I don't know who the hell she thinks she is, but she just took my Wambuki word. It's my word. Okay. It's my word, you bastard.
Calm down.
Look how bad he is.
Fester's been using the word. Fester likes the word. All right.
This will continue, okay?
He's the one that needs 30 seconds for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to that thought. I got to do the MJ Money Machine, and then we'll continue with this in a moment. Stand by. Also, the latest on the whole Brian Laundrie search. There's actually some interesting new developments we'll get to coming up. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Guys, I'm going to spend 35 seconds on this tops.
Great.
All right. Fester is angry because Roxanne started using the word Wambuki.
It's more of a genuine frustration and than anger.
Fester brought the word Wambuki to the show like just, what, 2 weeks ago? A week and a half ago?
I think last week. Just last week.
Roxanne apparently has the entire timeline of the word.
Right, Fester, how did you use Wambuki in a sentence the first time? You know, roughly.
It was National Coffee Day.
Yep.
And I said how Dunkin' Donuts was trying to pull a Wambuki on us, that they only gave out free coffee if you were a DD Perks member.
And I thought that was hilarious. I've never heard the word Wambuki.
And you know what? I'm so glad you're bringing this up, MJ, because this is the equivalent. If you love to use the word jam, and you're always talking about, I'm in a traffic jam in my Lincoln clown car, jam, jam, jam. And I come along and I'm like, I want to have some jam on my biscuits. And then you get mad at me for that. That's what this is like, because I've created a new definition.
I don't see any resemblance there.
Yes, I'm using Wambuki in a completely different sentiment with a completely different definition, which English words have two definitions.
It's not even your word. The word jam has been around for decades. Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how you compare.
You're in a jam.
I don't know how you can compare the word jam.
It's one degree of separation.
Wambuki is an original word.
Yeah, Wambuki cannot be compared to jam.
I heard the word from the originator of the word.
Right.
A gentleman named Matt.
Oh, so you stole it from somebody?
A gentleman named Matt Bell. It was his word. I heard it, but I am saying it in the vein that it is meant to be said in.
You are a word thief right there. So your projection. You got four fingers pointing back. Guys, you're pointing me, you got three pointing back at yourself. Oh, okay. You barrel back chicken leg.
All right, everyone calm down. All right, what happened to my 35 seconds here?
Jeez.
All right, hold on.
Fester told me that he wanted, just tell her that. He wanted to ban her.
I want to ban you from using the word.
I'm clearly going to have to push Brian.
Guess what I want to do to you? I want to take your barrel back and put you on the flumes at Busch Gardens and ride you down the flumes.
Can I get a word in edgewise?
No, you save it with your Brian Laundrie crap because nobody cares about that punk anymore because Dog the Bounty Hunter is hot on the case. All right? Brian Laundrie's not going to Wambuki Dog the Bounty Hunter. See, I use that in the right way.
I just noted, Fester, that I'm going to have to push laundry off to the next segment because this wambookie is going longer than 35 seconds.
He wambookied us.
All right, Fester heard the word wambookie from a guy that he works with at General RV.
Yes, yes.
Because Fester not only does the MJ Morning Show, Fester also works a couple of days a week at General RV. So if you need an RV, if you need anything from a little bitty trailer to a fifth wheel to like a million-dollar unit or anything in between, if you need an RV, get a hold of Fester. Fester at MJMorningShow.com. Fester at MJMorningShow.com. So Fester works with, what's his name, Gary what?
No, it's Matt.
Matt
Bell.
Matt Bell. He invented the word wambookie.
A brilliant word.
It's quite possibly the greatest achievement in his whole life. Matt Bell invented the word wambookie.
And can you use wambookie in a sentence the way Matt would use it?
We don't want to get wambookied when customers are talking about their trades. When people say it's a 10 out of 10 and he does like a 2 out of 10.
It's a 2 out of 10.
So let him pull a wambookie.
Okay, so great word.
Isn't it a great word?
It
means to get one over on somebody or to scam somebody a little bit.
So Fester used the word on the air like last week, and then Roxanne is now starting.
I got one.
Roxanne's used it 3 times today.
Roxanne has now co-opted Fester's wambookie word.
Yeah. Did you see?
Fester is angry.
Fester, did you see the field goal kicker last night? He got wambookied. He's normally
nine. No, he didn't. He normally didn't get wambookied. It's not the term. That's not the right definition.
You can't steal the word and change it.
He's money. Fester, calm down. You can have a heart attack.
How mad he is. He's printing out wambookie shirts.
Dude, you're making me tense over here.
Roxanne and Doug are going to get a dog. That's what they're going to name it.
Quiet,
Wambookie.
Quiet, stop, Fester. Quiet, it's quiet time. All right, Roxanne and Fester. It's quiet.
Is Fester quiet time? How about it be Roxanne quiet time? With using the word.
I always
the right
have
way.
A quiet whisper voice.
Both of you guys. Both of you guys. It's quiet time. Okay. All right, I'm putting a moratorium on Wambookie for 24 hours. Okay.
Sorry, Fester.
I'm putting the wambookie on wambookie.
You know what I'm going to do to Fester right now? Look. I'm gonna give him
a
wambookie.
Don't touch me. It's a noogie. It's not a wambookie. It's a noogie.
I'm turning your mics off is what I'm doing. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. All right, next, there is significant dealage on the whole Brian Laundrie deal. So we will deal with the laundry next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, 8:27. Let's get into the Brian Laundrie. I had to push this off because of your fight, because of your argument, Fester and Roxanne. I had to push the laundry thing off to this segment.
You shouldn't be so testy at work.
All right, so we have some sort of breaking news on a couple of fronts here. And there's also a conflicting report, because there was one report that said that the FBI was now investigating the Appalachian Trail sighting. But then it looks like that report disappeared, that the story can't be found now. Anyway, a hiker up on the Appalachian Trail in North Carolina swears, he says without a doubt, 100%, this guy says that he had a conversation with Brian Laundrie. This is a Florida engineer, and he is absolutely certain that he had a convo with Brian Laundrie on some kind of a quiet, deserted road near the Appalachian Trail in North Carolina on Saturday morning over the weekend. The guy's name is Dennis Davis. He said this, quote, "There's no doubt in my mind that I spoke with Brian Laundrie, none whatsoever," says Davis, 53. "Dog, the bounty hunter's daughter, sent me an audio file of Brian's voice, and the voice was the same I heard." He claims that a lost and confused, all scared and confused, guy allegedly waved this Davis guy down on Waterville Road, where the Appalachian Trail runs, near the border of North Carolina and Tennessee. The man believed to be laundry pulled his vehicle alongside of Davis's vehicle. And by the way, the reports are that Brian Laundry is familiar with the Appalachian Trail, that he previously, he once lived there by himself.
For months he lived there.
On the Appalachian Trail or in a house? I don't know.
In the wilderness.
So I didn't know you could do that legally.
He's a little bit more of a rugged outdoorsman than I've given him credit for.
All right. So this guy says that Laundry pulled alongside his vehicle asking for directions to California.
Just follow the sun.
By using only back roads. And then refused Davis' suggestion that you take nearby I-40 right across the entire country.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
So this guy Davis is a father of four. He's currently hiking the Appalachian Trail. He says the Laundry lookalike acted skittish and rambled about being in a fight with his girlfriend. And he believes the man was wigged out from being on the run. He said, man, I'm lost. I said, what are you trying to find? And he said, me and my girlfriend got into a fight. She called me, told me she loves me. I have to get to California to see her. And he said, I-40 is right over there. You could take it west to California. And then he said, I'm just going to take this road into California. And this guy said that the individual was not making any sense.
Yeah.
Now, the story is that he did not immediately recognize that it was Brian Laundry, the fugitive. But then afterwards said, yeah, it was him. So he cited this white or light-colored pickup truck resembling a Ford F-150. He wore a dark bandana on his head. Could that be to hide the bald head? I don't know. And this guy Davis said that he's frustrated because he made three calls to the FBI and 911 calls in both North Carolina and Tennessee, and they have not been returned by law enforcement.
Yeah, they're still in the Carlton Reserve.
Anyway.
Listen, I don't know if I believe this guy.
Well, listen, there's no proof, or we have no idea if he really saw Brian Laundry, but
he probably saw Sasquatch last week. Yeah. And the fact that Dog the Bounty Hunter is involved in any way in this, why is his name in the story? Why did they give him the audio?
The dog called back. He called us the number, 1-866? Tell Doug?
Did you say 1-866 Tell Doug?
Tell Dog.
That's Doug's number.
It's 833 Tell Dog.
833 Tell Dog.
So this guy says, obviously, as a father with a daughter, I want to do whatever I can to help the family find closure. He said, law enforcement is probably getting millions of leads on this guy, but I'm not some goofball out here doing drugs in the middle of the night. I'm a highly educated professional. That's what this guy Davis.
This guy's got to defend himself.
That's what Dennis Davis said.
Yeah, how about you slow the guy down, Dennis Davis, you highly educated professional?
He now says, I know it was the guy. There is no doubt about it.
Okay, so now we have a clue because of that car. Like, who did he know that had that kind of car that he took from them? Did he carjack?
If it's him. Could be a light-colored F-150. And then Brian Laundry's sister may have made conflicting statements about the... Did she lie? I mean, it seems like she lied. Because Brian Laundry's sister was with the family on the camping trip at Fort DeSoto Park. And she had made statements prior that she had not recently seen her brother. But Cassie Laundry saw her fugitive brother twice since he returned home to Florida. And apparently she had misled or lied. Now they're saying, oh, she misunderstood the question.
Yeah. That's always the excuse.
Well, recently is one of those funny terms.
Yeah, I misunderstood. So did she lie? That's the question. And then one other thing here, Gabby Petito's mom, she went on Twitter over the weekend. Did you see this?
No.
Gabby Petito's mother went on Twitter and wrote, this is her first tweet ever, Mama Bear is getting angry. This is Nicole Schmidt. Turn yourself in. Mama Bear is getting angry. Turn yourself in. So that's her first tweet ever.
Because I'm sure Brian Laundry's on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So again, the hunt goes on. And remember, here at the MJ Morning Show, we were the first to offer a cash reward.
That's right.
What are you laughing at?
Roxanne, she's your hype man and all this. She's like, that's right.
No, seriously, we were the first ever. I offered a $25,000 reward if you have any tip on where Brian Laundry is to just call us at the radio station, 800-990-1047, or send an email, mj@mjmorningshow.com.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Everybody, time to rise and shine. Another great day here. You guys ready to play another game? You ready to play a game, Roxanne?
I'm ready. This music.
Yeah, you haven't watched Squid Game, have you?
I don't know this creepiness.
You've heard this song before, though, right?
Yeah, it's my Get Ready in the Morning music.
Well, this is a famous classical piece. This is Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat major, I believe. This would be the third movement, if I'm not mistaken, here on Classical 104.7.
You're talking way too hype for classical.
You're really bringing
too much energy for this kind of music, MJ.
Yeah, so this is one of the prominent music pieces in the runaway Netflix hit, the Squid Game thing.
I'm going to watch this tonight.
Oh, you haven't watched any yet?
I tried to watch The Sopranos, and I was so upset that I took it off, and I'm going to start something new. So I'm going to start Squid Game.
This seems like
not Sopranos, but the movie. I tried to watch Sopranos movie.
The Saints of Newark, or the Many Saints?
It pissed me off, man.
Michelle and I, we watched the Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, you saw that parody of a Sopranos episode?
We watched it on Friday night.
Did you find it as laughable as me?
I thought it was enjoyable. I will say that I expected a little more, but I still think that it set up a good enough prequel story for that to launch a whole new HBO series. See, David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, last week he signed a development deal with HBO. So I believe that the movie is going to launch a whole new Sopranos prequel before the original Sopranos took place, so we can look forward to multiple seasons from HBO.
And so you can't tell me that those the young Paulie and the young Syl, it wasn't like laughable.
I love when Syl's wig flopped off.
It is funny that he's bald in the movie. In all the episodes, he has this awesome pompadour wig.
It flew off.
Bill Murray.
Sounds like the best part, because it did get bad reviews.
It got mixed reviews, and I'm not as angry as Froggy.
I'm such a Sopranos fan, so I'm expecting a Sopranos-type delivery.
So try Squid Game on Netflix.
I will.
Festa, what episode are you up to?
I am up to episode 4. I finished episode 4, so I guess I'm up to episode 5.
All right, we finished number 7 yesterday, so Michelle and I still have number 8 and 9 to watch. And is your wife Allison watching with you?
Yes, we watched together. Well, she didn't watch episode 1 with me, and because she didn't think she'd be into it. And I said, listen, I'm going to be out for a couple hours.
How creepy was that big doll that spun its head around, man? Woof!
Dude, red light, green light.
Man.
I will never think of that game the same way again.
Boy. And listen, Roxanne, your kids are what, 2 and 4-ish?
Yeah, my older one likes the macabre. Is it good for her to watch?
I think they'd love it. I think Squid Game is perfect for your kids. I would start watching today after school with them.
The whole series.
It's like an after school special.
It's based around childhood games. And it really teaches you a lot about A, money management, B, fun games.
How does money management go into it?
Oh, you gotta see it. You gotta see it.
You gotta see it. You gotta go. So it's America's favorite home show. You gotta see it.
All right,
here's the deal. Watch it with your kids. They'll love it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Don't watch it with your kids.
There's a great relationship between the daughter, a 10-year-old girl, and her father.
I watched
a Sopranos
movie with my kids.
It sounds too creepy.
I have, let's shift gears here. This is not a smooth segue. I'm just kidding.
Just go. Give it to us.
This is the lovely wedding story. I mean, this is such a sweet, sweet story. In fact, let me see if I have some nice wedding music I can play. Oh, yes. Oh, there we go.
So the bride can play red light, green light coming down the aisle. And if she moves.
An upstate New York couple has had their wedding plans all screwed up. You know, you've had the travel disruption between the U.S. and Canada. Do you know what they did? Because they had guests and relatives on both sides. You know what they did?
They dug a tunnel.
No.
Oh, what? I have no idea. What did they do?
They did the wedding right on the U.S.-Canadian border up in New York State, literally on the border.
I saw this. It's not pretty. It's not like a picturesque background or anything.
No, it's like the woods, you know? So they ended up saying I do at the Quebec crossing.
Aww.
So that all of their guests could attend. Karen Mahoney and Brian Ray had hoped that the border would be open in time for the bride's parents and grandparents from Quebec, from Canada, to be able to attend the wedding. We didn't want to wait and have a long engagement. We are so much in love. They just didn't want to wait any longer to get married. So the couple, they've got a childhood friend nicknamed Border Brian, who's a Border Patrol agent, and he was able to arrange their wedding to take place at the Jameson Line border crossing where Burke, New York meets Quebec.
That's the Canadian border right there? It's like a piece of chicken wire.
No, it is. No, a lot of places on the northern... Well, listen,
look at this. Picturesque. No.
Where's the wall?
There is no wall.
So. Build the wall, man.
For the keep the Canadians out.
Seriously.
It's electric wire.
I mean, look, this is a cattle gate right here, and it is this chicken wire.
Anyway, it was lovely. Hey, can you get the story up on our website?
Did you see the video that went with it?
I did.
This wedding is a national security threat.
And also, a 96-year-old grandmother was thrilled to attend as well.
It was lovely.
It was a lovely wedding on the border.
Did you see the kiss the bride? I noticed that as pretty like aggressive.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. So we'll put the story and the images. We'll put it up at MJMorningShow.com so you can see the border wedding where literally they were feet apart, but it was in two different countries, this wedding. All right, it's 8:47. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105, and we shall continue momentarily.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Right, listen, it's October. You got Halloween coming up at the end of the month, obviously. So we're going to have our assortment of Halloween-type stories during the next couple of weeks. So a Halloween candy story popped up in my feed. I saw a USA Today story over the weekend about a particular candy which is most prominent around Halloween. And it is insane. 35 million pounds are produced annually, which would come out to 9 billion kernels.
Oh. Mm.
So which candy am I talking about, Fester?
It's got to be candy corn.
Circus peanuts.
All right.
No, Froggy. Yes, Fester, you're correct. Circus peanuts. No, candy corn is 100% right.
Did you know circus peanuts are really banana flavor?
Oh, that's why I love them.
It's true.
Ooh, you like them? Ooh. Totally judging you right now.
All right, candy corn. Round the horn here quickly. Candy corn, love it or hate it. Roxanne?
I like just to eat just like the orange tip of it.
Okay.
What a weirdo.
I'm judging you again.
That didn't sound right.
No, but I mean, you know, there's 3 points. You can eat the white part, the yellow part, or the orange.
All right, so you're okay with the candy corn?
Well, yeah, I'm okay with it. A portion of it.
Fester. Roxanne, it's all the same. I don't think there's any flavor difference.
That's not true. You could tell M&M's different. You could probably tell candy corn.
No,
different.
You can't. There's no flavor on the colored shell of
if
the...
If you have a refined palate, yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Let's get a couple of razor blades in here. We'll cut up a couple of candy corns and see if the whites taste different than the yellows.
You can't.
MJ, I proved the M&M thing to you right in your face. What are you talking about?
No, Froggy, I don't know how you pulled that off, but that was crazy. All right, so Fester, candy corn. So Roxanne is okay with... the tip. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Fester, candy corn, yes or no?
You know, for a couple of weeks in October, I'm okay with it.
All right.
But as a year-round candy, if you try to give me that crap around Easter time, I'm like, what is this?
Froggy, candy corn, where do you fall?
I prefer candy corns with the chocolate tip, and I can eat those year-round. I don't like the white tip.
That doesn't count then.
Well, they make candy corn in two varieties.
No, there's two varieties.
I'm talking about the ones that look like little traffic cones. I'm talking about the, the white tip, the orange body, and then the
yellow butt. No, I don't. One of those almost killed one of my friend's dogs.
See, MJ, if you look here, there's a brown, orange, white.
Yes. Right.
No, I've seen that. Yeah.
Corn.
And you could definitely taste the chocolate in that.
I think they call that.
Yeah, you can.
That's Indian candy corn. That's a.
What? Excuse me. It's, no. Don't say that.
Native American.
Nah, crisscross applesauce candy corn.
All right. It's Indian style candy corn. All right. So, Froggy, I'm putting you in the no category. Coop, where are you on candy corn? Yes or no?
I eat about 3 pieces and then I get tired of it.
You know what? That is exactly the boat I'm in, except I'm less. I can have one candy corn. One. It's just too much. Sweet.
Sometimes it hurts your teeth.
It's just like melted sugar. It's just, you know, it's like, that's what it tastes like to me. It's just, it's too sweet, too sugary. And again, there was an 8-page article in USA Today on their website over the weekend about candy corn. Oh, it was originally called chicken feed. That was the original name for the candy.
It sort of looks like it.
And there's a love-hate relationship. It's either people love it or hate it. There just doesn't seem to be much in between on candy corn. And I was just curious where you guys stood. If I were to say ultimately where I'm a no. I'm a no. And you know what? When I was a kid, when you got to a house and you ding-donged and you did the trick-or-treat, and then they would have a bowl full of candy corn in those little postage stamp size little cellophane wrappers with like 3 candy corn inside. I wanted to just kick the homeowner in the crotch.
I got a handful of Robitussin from one of my neighbors. She was an older lady, and we killed all of her plants that year.
You got what?
She gave out a handful of Robitussin. And I don't know. She was
like
an old lady.
Cough drops, you mean?
What? Yeah.
Like the Luden's cough drops?
Yeah, like cough drops.
She handed out
Robitussin.
Luden's cherry kind of tastes like candy.
The liquid or?
No. Wrapped up
little
things.
Cough drops.
Like, she goes, here you go.
Like Ricolas or something.
I don't think she knew they were cough drops.
Handing out drugs?
So she poured Clorox on her plants.
Oh, that's terrible.
So she woke up and said, what happened to my plants? I was a young kid, never do that.
She probably had names for those plants as well.
Edith. Uh-huh. Robin.
You know what's coming back around? And Froggy, when I saw this story, I thought of you. The big warnings and scares about, check your kids' candy. Make sure they don't get cannabis-laced or TH, what is it? CBD oil.
TCH is definitely not it.
Well, it's both. It's THC and CBD.
Yeah, you don't want your kids to have either of those, definitely.
But those stories are starting to come back around. And you know what else I saw?
Yes, what?
That poison control centers and vets continue to get hit with all kinds of calls because people's dogs are getting into their marijuana.
The edibles.
And they're edible. So dogs are eating the actual weed itself as well as they're getting into the edibles.
It's really sad. Wasting.
Bunch of high dogs out there. So
you just let the dog sleep it off, Froggy?
Froggy, is your supply hidden in a good spot?
Oh, yeah. Keep it on my roof.
It's hidden in brownies.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Quickly, did you guys see me with the Stanley Cup on Saturday night?
I did.
Can you grab that microphone any louder?
I've got clinky rings on today, I just clunked it.
I know.
MJ, look at the ring she has on. It's like a piece of battle armor.
My God, it's like a Super Bowl ring or a Stanley Cup ring. Now, my buddy Dr. Chuck is one of the Lightning doctors, and all folks that are either players or members of the team, or they get to have the Stanley Cup at their house.
Yeah, when does that end? I mean, if you're like in charge of washing, jockstraps.
It ends like in the next week, I believe.
No, down the line of employees.
The hierarchy. Who's like the last employee to be privileged with a cup and then the first guy to get screwed out of it?
The janitor.
That's a good question. But a lot of folks get to have the Stanley Cup. So my buddy Dr. Chuck had it at his house for like 3 hours.
What'd you do with it?
On Saturday night. No, I just took a picture and it's up on my social media. I put it up on my Twitter feed at... Did I put it on Twitter? I think so.
You do.
On at Todd Schnitt on Twitter, and then on Instagram, my Insta is at Certified Todd Schnitt, and you can see me in the Stanley Cup.
Drink whiskey out of it?
No, it was on Chuck's dock. They put it out right on Tampa Bay. Chuck lives in South Tampa, and they had it right out on his dock in his backyard. Tampa Bay in the background.
I should have accidentally tumbled into it and knocked it into the bay.
No. And then Phil is the custodian of the cup. and he's been doing it since like 1988. He takes it all over the place. And this is my fourth time at the Cup, so I've actually...
Oh, it's old hat to you.
The custodian or whatever of the Cup has to go to all these people's houses?
Yes.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah.
Where does he sleep?
Yeah, they were having fun. They were just drinking beer.
Where does he sleep?
He sleeps in hotels when he's on the road, I'm sure.
He
didn't sleep at Chuck's house on the couch.
Guys, can I get the couch?
With the Stanley Cup. All right. I got marijuana and I've got the candy corn. One other candy corn thing, and I forgot to mention this, is do you know the shiny glaze?
The candy corn shellac.
It is. It's exactly right. It's called it's a shellac.
What?
And it's called confectioner's glaze. Do you know that it comes from bugs?
No.
Yeah, the shellac is a bug secretion, actually.
Is that like from the ground up shell beetle or beetle shells ground up?
The shellac is used in paints, cosmetics, and plenty of other products. And it is a shellac made from lac resin. It's a bug secretion. The lac bug, a parasite found in tropical and subtropical regions, according to Science Daily, creates a waxy waterproof coating to protect itself. And then workers scrape those secretions from plants. And as thoughtco.com notes, some of the bugs are gathered in the process. The shellac is also used in paints, cosmetics, and a lot of other crap.
So, this is the most unfun fact I've ever heard.
Bug secretions are also on your candy corn.
I'll suck a secretion straight out of a bug. I don't care.
And then the marijuana deal. So,
are you making a deal?
So, no.
No, not a deal, not like a transaction. No,
the marijuana story, because we were talking about the candy corn, then we talked about Halloween, and then the warnings that they're coming back around. Hey, parents, check your kids' candy. Make sure they didn't get, like, a THC-infused or CBD oil-infused candies. And, you know, there's, like, one case, and suddenly it becomes, like, people are putting razor blades in Snickers bars, you know?
Which also was one case.
Right. It was like one case in Ohio in 1957.
I found a screwdriver in a Snickers bar once. And a wrench.
I found an acetylene torch.
In
a Three Musketeers back in 75.
I found an entire Snap-on truck inside a whatchamacallit.
That's impossible.
It's
a big whatchamacallit.
I need to get some Snap-on stuff. I need to find a Snap-on dealer.
Don't say that.
Why?
Don't say that. Those lot lizards will be at your house.
I want a couple of Snap-on pieces, and I also have a warranty claim on one of my pieces, so I gotta turn it in. You know, hey, listen, you pay a lot, but they're guaranteed for life, right?
Sure.
All right, so the marijuana story. This is just going to take a second. So I mentioned the marijuana, and, you know, Froggy's got a medical marijuana card, and the warnings are out. Again, watch out for your kids' candy. I cannot believe, sort of late, the number of people like that I'm friends with or acquaintances with that actually smoke pot. So I've been in touch with a lot of my high school friends for years.
You're the one who's left out.
Now, hold on. My greatest friends from high school, we've really kept in touch for the most part, but we've done a group chat. So my friends put together a group chat. So we've got four of us on a group chat, and we've been probably conversing a couple times a day on various things. And it's amazing. They're my age. They're 54 and 55 years old, and they're all successful. They have, you know, great careers, and they all toke. They all smoke a little doob.
So it has nothing to do with success. I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
But, you know, it's amazing, though, and you don't realize it. And then other people that I've met and I've known or friends, and I just didn't think that they were, you know, smoking recreational marijuana, but it turns out it's like a lot of people that are smoking recreational marijuana.
Like, let me guess. I know what you guys mean. I mean, last time.
It's always for ailments, too, right? Anxiety, help with anxiety or sleep.
I didn't hear about that. I think it's just for recreational purposes, the folks that I know. But
listen, wild crowd.
It's a good query, though. Hollywood dirt. I got morons in the news. Chunk number two coming up. We're loaded. Two big segments to go here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Wow, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Breaking news. We have an alligator attack, Roxanne?
Yeah, this sounds scary. So this was just right around the corner from us in St. Petersburg. We're in St. Petersburg. It was at the 1800 block of 4th Street South.
1800 4th Street South. That's right.
We're on 4th Street.
Yeah, wow.
Down the street. So we were on, this woman was on near a canal, and she was on the seawall, and she fell into the canal, and that's when she was attacked.
Oh my God.
She's in her late 50s. She suffered severe injuries to her arms and is rushed to Bayfront Health as a trauma alert. She's in stable condition, though.
All right, and this just broke in the last half hour?
Yes.
Hey, Fester, where is the 1800 block? You're saying the 1800 block of 4th Street?
Yes, let me pull that up.
Did you say 4th Street South?
4th Street South.
So that's below Central Avenue.
Yeah, that's past downtown. That's all the way past downtown.
About 15 minutes.
Yeah, so it's past downtown. But still, in St. Petersburg. So
I don't go further south than El Cap.
Is she okay?
Listen, just.
Well, she was rushed to the hospital, so hopefully she'll be all right.
Yeah, she's in stable condition right now.
All right, Fester.
Yes, MJ.
With Powerball's new Monday night drawing, we're looking at a drawing again tonight. And, of course, the Powerball jackpot has skyrocketed to $670 million now.
It's incredible.
There was no winner on Saturday night. So $670 million tonight. Now, will you buy it from the Publix near your house? Because you said you broke your rule.
I broke my rule last week for the Saturday drawing,
right?
And I lost. So
you're gonna find some dingy, seedy, like health violation food mart to buy your ticket at today?
Yeah,
that's where I'm buying. I'm gonna find the seediest, health violated, like convenience store.
Yes,
where the Scabies Mart.
Scabies Mart,
guys. When is this gonna end? It's picking up every time you guys are spending. How much are you going to spend now? $100?
No, I'll drop $20.
Yeah, $20.
Just 20. I'll buy 10 tickets at $2 each.
You got to stop.
I'm not going to get suckered into all their add-ons of a dollar this, $2 that. I'm just going to buy 10 straight tickets for $20.
What if we did a morning show pool? Huh? Everybody puts in $20.
Pool. I'm not doing the
pool. I'm not just going to burn $20 for no reason.
Tell you what, if I worked at a meatpacking plant in Iowa, then I would do a pool because they win every time.
Yeah, that's the place.
But I'm not working at a meatpacking plant these days.
Well, sort of.
Maybe soon.
I mean, not yet. You still are an amateur in meatpacking.
You'll never know. Hey, guess who's announced their retirement?
Who?
Let me give you a hint. What song is this, Roxanne? Hurry up.
I don't know. David Lee Roth.
Oh my God. It took you 2 minutes to figure that out?
She hit record on her phone and recorded us singing, and then it looked it up.
Or was it my awesome impression that was obviously David Lee Roth?
Would you hold up Shazam to your headphones?
She says Shazammed it.
All right. David Lee Roth, 66 years old. He confirmed with a phone call to the Las Vegas Review Journal. He says, I'm throwing in the shoes. I'm retiring. This is the first and only official announcement.
I didn't know he was still not unretired.
Was he touring up until recently? Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
call up Sammy.
Roth plans to finish by playing a series of shows at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas late this year. The shows will take place on New Year's Eve and then Jan 1, 5, 7, and 8. And that's it. Then he says he's retiring. So, what, no, well, listen, Eddie Van Halen died. I mean, could you really have a Van Halen tour without Eddie Van Halen?
It's time to call it up.
Gee, I don't know.
Boozdy, boozdy, bop.
Yeah, ask the Eagles who just propped up Glenn Frey's son if you can have a tour.
That's
yes,
true.
You can.
I know.
Put a guitar in Wolfgang's hand and just have some guy in the back playing it.
He plays bass.
Whatever.
Well, I'm telling you right now, David Lee Roth is retiring. It's a very sad day.
All right, so Just a Gigolo is a work of genius.
California Girls. Remember he did that as a solo? Remember?
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah. Of course, who can forget the isolated audio tracks of him? What song was that? Remember? That was...
those are just the best.
Yeah. We ought to dig that up next.
Isn't he like a genius or something? I remember reading he had like a really high IQ.
Yeah, maybe.
I heard he was dumb.
I got
Running with the Devil.
I got Running with... That's right. All right. Find the isolated tracks.
Those are some of the funniest things I've ever
heard.
We
ought to play just a little bit. We'll get back. All right, hold on. Folks, if you never heard it, I'll dig it up. All right, stand by.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Oh. Ah, yes. Here it is. Yeah. Hi-ya. These are the isolated tracks of...
So awesome this is.
Yeah.
Live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills.
Right here is great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great stuff, Dave.
Oh, and then if you listen to the song, it is exactly what's in the song. I mean, he was singing really good right there.
Well, dude,
that's the recording.
Usually these days, you know, songs are all pieced up and put together.
Yeah, these are the actual isolated vocals from the recording session for Running with the Devil back from 1978.
Isolate some vocals from today's music and see what they sound like. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, baby, baby.
I don't know what song is out right now.
Yeah, here's a little more.
I'll tell you all about it. I found the simple life. Ain't so simple.
Amen.
When I jumped out on that road, I got no...
That's great stuff, man.
You got to go past him singing the choruses and just get to the nonsense.
By the way, that's on YouTube. Just type in David Lee Roth, Running with the Devil, vocals only, if you want to hear... Like the entire thing.
You put it in your haunted house this year for Halloween.
Wow! Scare the kids.
Woo! Your dad should put these in his Tesla as his horn. Does he have a whistle?
It's not getting a little whistle in there and everything.
A little nutty.
All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. All right, some late morons in the news before we get out of here today. Oh, look at this. Another local story is going to make the national moron circuit. St. Pete woman arrested for throwing hot grits on her boyfriend.
That's like lava, dude.
It is.
Hot grits, you know. Lava.
They will burn the roof of your mouth bad.
What is hotter, the lava coming out of La Palma over in the Canary Islands right now? Or Kilauea on the big island of Hawaii? What's hotter, that or a big old pot of grits right off the stove?
Dude, it's a really, really tough call.
I think grits are coming out of that volcano, actually.
I think you could build new islands out of grits.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'll build an igloo out of grits.
The thing about grits is it doesn't run. You throw hot water on somebody, it runs off. You throw grits, it sticks.
It sticks.
What's
like
a grit?
Yeah.
It's just like a cornmeal.
It's like cornmeal napalm.
Mm-hmm. It is. A St. Petersburg woman arrested for battery, according to Channel 8. After she allegedly bashed her boyfriend over the head with a pan full of hot grits.
Oh, that's a lot of injuries. That's heat, hot, and then the blunt force.
My God.
But then as the grits cool down, they're so good.
Yeah, he has something to eat.
Put a little butter and salt on them.
It's like she was doing something loving at first, and then something went awry, cooking grits
and
for
then,
a man.
Then they dried up on his forehead and his hair, so he was pulling out little grit chips all day long.
Something went awry.
Yeah, the assault allegedly occurred last week, 2400 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Street. According to the affidavit, Darius D-E-R-I-E-S-E?
Darius.
Maybe it's Darius. Darius Johnson was arguing with her boyfriend, and he hit him over the head with a metal saucepan.
Okay. That's the Three Stooges episode.
Hey, wise guy.
Contained within the pan was hot grits, which spilled on the victim, causing a burn to his left arm.
Jeez.
A cop said the victim also suffered head and facial injuries, needed stitches. It is a cartoon episode. Mm. You whack somebody over the head with a skillet?
Skillets are pretty heavy. At least the one that we have is.
My God.
And then they didn't mention if they're cheese grits, because the cheese could then like lie on you like lava.
Yeah.
Or how much butter. The butter would just scold you.
Anyway, she was arrested for aggravated domestic battery with a deadly weapon.
Would grits be the deadly weapon?
No, it's the saucepan.
Okay.
Delicious weapon.
My God. All right, what else will we get out of here? Oh, did you see the guy trying to sell a catalytic converter online? And yeah, he had a giant bag of meth on a coffee table in the background?
Is that what it was? It was meth?
Yeah.
I don't know what meth looks like, bro. You don't laugh.
I don't know either.
You're mocking me, or you're looking down at me.
I don't know what a picture.
Bag of meth looks like.
Giant bag of meth.
I've seen these kind of pictures, but it's always like a sex toy. Never a bag of meth.
Man, where the hell did this happen? All right, before we get out of here, we're almost done. Reed Spring, Missouri Sheriff's Office in Missouri posted a helpful reminder for those trying to sell items online. Make sure your drugs aren't visible in your photos.
Ugh.
The online ad included a photo of a box, but in the background, a large bag of meth and a syringe clearly visible on the coffee table. That's like the folks that take a picture of like a reflective surface and they're naked. You've seen those.
Yeah.
You've seen those stories like online, right?
Oh, dude, the famous silver tea kettle.
Oh yeah, exactly. What else will we get out of here?
Oh, it's been a wambuki of a show.
Oh, it has been.
Oh no.
Yeah, it has been. Right, David?
Can't believe it.
Show's good today.
Yes, I am.
Yeah! Show good? You enjoy it? David?
David? Oh, sorry, there he is. That's Rich Ric Flair.
It is.
It's awesome. You hear the music in the back. That's cool.
Have a fantastic day. It's been a very fun Monday morning show here.
For some of us.
Yeah. anything else? Should I change? You know, I was running this as our show closer music. You know, the famous Apache.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should I change it out for a while since Squid Game is so popular? Should I run this, the wake-up music from Squid Game?
No.
Which is actually Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat major. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Website is loaded. MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. And let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.